The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we suspect that some of you are on your way hunting or maybe already in the stand, and you should be, you know. Robin's with us today. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you here, babe.
So, happy to be here, awake.
Oh, you're awake, finally. Finally. Okay, good. Got it. Okay, so what should you do in the darkness getting into your deer stand? How should you do that? What do you think you should do quietly? Well, ideal situation if you have private property. What are you playing? Oh.
It was in the background.
We can hear it in the background.
Okay. All right. No big deal. Just curious. Anyway, sorry. So if you have your own private property or you have, you know, exclusive permission from the landowner or whatever, you should have been working on your deer stands months ago, okay? And to get in your deer stand quietly, of course, one of the key things is, you know, wind direction. Now, I have no choice in Cecil County. I'm where, you know, I mean, I do have a choice of a couple stands depending on the wind direction. But getting in quietly is sometimes a challenge in the leaves and so forth. So if you have a good rapport with your landowner or you own your own property, you know, the best way to do it is to try and get everything out of the way on the trail. So when you walk in, you're not stepping on any sticks, you're not crunching any leaves and things like that. So you just take a garden rake out. Or a fan rake, excuse me, you know, a leaf rake. You take everything out and you sweep everything off the trail that you're going to walk in on. Now, this will do a couple things. It'll tell the deer that, you know, here's a nice, easy way to walk, you know, quietly, and they may adapt to using that trail. And it'll allow you to slip in and out of your tree stand quietly. Now, you could do that from a couple different directions depending on the wind. You know, the deer are going to smell you going in. They're going to hear you going in. They're going to hear you getting up in the stand. Ultimately, you're going to clink something off the metal ladder, or you're going to bang the door or something, you know, in a box stand or whatever. You know, they're going to know you're there. So you got to let things quiet down. But what I do is I make all my final, you know, cell phone things that I'm doing while before I walk in. And then I turn the phone off, put it in my pocket. Okay? And I don't turn it on again until it's daylight. And here's why. You try to look at a cell phone in a stand in the dark, okay, and you got that screen glowing in your face, okay? Not only is the screen glowing in your face and reflecting off your face, which is highly visible to critters, okay, but you've also got the problem that how the light affects your eyes, okay? So, you know, you put your cell phone down and you try to look, you can't see anything, right? Okay, so you want to let your vision accumulate, you know, what's the word? Acclimate, that's it. Acclimate to the darkness, okay? So you keep your cell phone out of it, okay? Tell somebody if you're going somewhere and you're going to text them, hey, I'm here, you know, that type of thing. You can do that. But if you're going to do that, do it early enough so that your vision will come back to you. Now, what my eye doctor said, my ophthalmologist said, was if you want to look at your cell phone, in the dark and you don't want your vision to be affected, close one eye. If you're going to read your text, close one eye. Okay? If you're going to, you know, text somebody or whatever, close one eye to do that. You can still work your one finger and your one eye and text just as easy as you can with both eyes open, but you won't affect your vision. Okay? So, I spray down with scent-free stuff. I spray down with scent-free stuff long before I walk in. When I get out of the truck, I'm spraying down, spray my soles of my shoes around the edges of my shoes, okay, so that I'm not putting any scent trail down walking in, okay? So I try to be as scent-free as possible. I spray my hat more than anything because, you know, heat rises, of course, and the sweat accumulates around the sweatband. And so I spray the brim of my hat, I spray the inside, I spray the outside, I spray, you know, the top and up around my neck, you know, where any sweat vapors could come out, any odors could come out, and that type of thing. So now I walk in, try to be as quiet as possible, not always possible. But once you get in early enough so that the deer will forget that you're there. That's about 30 minutes before a deer will forget that there's been activity. Now, if you've blown them out and busted them out, you're not going to see them for 2 hours if they decide to come back. But, it, you know, if they just kind of move off and you walk in and you get in your stand quietly, it'll take 30 minutes or so. So if you're in there 30 minutes before legal shooting time, that's a pretty good time. I like to get in a little earlier than that. Okay, remember, know when legal shooting time is, you know, and you can't see it legal shooting time for the most part, unless you've got, it's, you know, firearms or muzzleloader season, you got really good optics. So if you're bow hunting, you're not going to see your pins at first light. I always say, Lord, don't let a deer show up till sunrise. You know, because I don't want to misidentify a deer and, you know, shoot a too small a buck or, you know, make a mistake, shoot a spike for a doe or something like that. And I made that mistake once. So, once. The only time. Once. So, anyway, your vision is very important. So, cell phone off. You know, turn your headlights off, all your light sources off, and sit there in the dark quietly. Breathe slowly. Breathe quietly. Breathe, you know, and just let yourself kind of melt into the woods. That's my recommendation. Now, I've left Fran on hold while I did all that. Let's talk to Fran. Hey, Fran, good morning.
Well, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Fran.
Let me tell you, I'm glad you gave that little rundown. I needed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because I always listen where you guys went and what you did, who you met, and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, that's nice, you know. But let me tell you about my week.
Okay.
This week, I met up with Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
And he, you know, years ago they used to say when people wanted to date or whatever, have you been properly introduced?
Right.
He properly introduced me to my beau.
Ah, how about that? Your beau. Now you're not talking about your boyfriend, beau.
Yeah.
You're talking about your new crossbow.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were properly introduced. We met at this great place. Can I say the name?
Sure.
Okay, it's called Macrotech.
Right.
Man. So I met the owner and everything, Lynn Marsh.
Yep.
But let me tell you, you know, back in the 60s, we used to say places have good vibes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When I walked in the door, you had good vibes, you know, nice and roomy, so much stuff in stock. I tell you, you look at
all right, he's not a sponsor, Fran, so...
Oh, I can't. But anyway...
It's all good, though.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot. I'm just saying, you know, this man knows his stuff.
All right.
You can just tell that, okay? So then we went to the range, right?
Right.
And Chuck took the bow out, and I thought, there it is, finally, you know? And we put it on this thing like a tripod and all, and he was showing it. But you know, I'll tell you something. There is nothing like an experienced hunter showing you exactly what you should do with that bow.
Right.
I had so many questions in my mind about bows when I looked at them. but I really didn't know what to do.
Right.
Chuck, it was great. I mean, he showed you where to put this, where to put that, how to hold it, how to crank it.
If I remember correctly, you are right-handed most of the time.
Well, yeah, I'm right-handed.
But your left eye dominant.
Right.
So that, in shooting, that affords a little special adaptation, as you saw yesterday.
Right.
Or the other day, yeah.
Right. But, you know, when he first put it in my hand, after explaining everything, it was fascinating watching how he cranked it and everything,
mm-hmm.
where you put the arrow exactly, where you place your hands exactly. I mean, it was great. So then, you know, I started trying at the target. And it was a little high, a little low, because, but anyway, so he adjusted
well,
a little
Chuck,
bit.
Chuck had shot that bow to his eye.
Right.
And got it basically what we call on paper. He got it where it was as good as it could get, that he could shoot it
right.
accurately.
Right.
But each person's eyes, each person's hold, each person's field of view and everything is different. Right.
Right. So anyway, so he adjusted it a little bit. Not put a notch down on the number, and he kept handing it back to me so I would know how to place it in that thing with like a tripod, you know, and shoot it. Well, you know, about the third shot, I think it was, I got it perfect. Right in the middle of that circle, it was perfect. And you know what he said to me? He said, well, I want you to shoot in a different circle just in case that shot was just a fluke. I said, excuse me?
See? Yeah, no.
There was no fluke, baby. I got that thing perfect, you know. But anyway.
Uh-huh.
So we played around with it, and it was just, I felt like I was walking in a dream. You know how you want to do something so bad? You wait, you feel like so long over the years, you know. And I thought, I am really here. I know it's not a dream.
Nope.
You know? And it was just a great experience. I tell you, it was priceless. There's some things in life you can't put a price on for somebody like me from the inner city, you know, and that you experience, and it's like, wow.
Well,
you know?
Think about this. Less than a week from now, you'll be on your first hunt. You will have had your first hunt.
I know.
I'm so excited for you.
You will be in the stand in the state of Indiana.
I know.
And I saw a trail camera picture taken from in front of your stand.
Uh-huh.
That had two bucks on it.
Was it two?
There were two.
Let me tell you, I saw the picture. Chuck,
there were two. There was one in front of the big one that wasn't quite as big. But if I were you, I'd be happy with either one of them. But that big boy was probably in score language, in scoring language. That buck was probably 130 inches, 135 inches, maybe a little bit. That was a beautiful, beautiful 8 point. It was a typical.
I know. I was trying to
beautiful
count the
buck.
Points on
yep.
the picture.
Yep, I know. Yep.
You know what? I said he was there because he heard Fran is coming.
That's
and
right.
He came to
That's
see
why
me.
I was running.
Excuse me?
That's why I was running.
No, he wanted to see me.
Uh-huh.
And he would say, is Fran in there yet? And he says, I want to see her. And I'm thinking, baby, I want to see you too. But every time I shot that bow, I felt a little more connection with
sure.
him. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mm.
I do.
I tell you, it was great.
Yep. Well,
thank you all so much.
Well, we want to hear from you next Saturday, you know.
Next Saturday?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I don't know. I may be in the blind.
You might be.
I don't know if I'll be in there yet.
Well, if you're successful on Thursday or Friday.
That's true. Oh, honey, if I'm successful Thursday or Friday, you know, your show comes on at 5.
Uh-huh.
Don't even have a whole lot of script, because 5:02, I'll be on the phone. Oh, boy.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. Well,
Well,
okay, you guys take care.
All right, Fran. It sounds like you had a good time getting ready for your hunt. I wish everybody could be that enthusiastic. So, well, wait a minute. Hold on. I guess you're going to have to hold the line. Guess why?
Why?
Oh, there's another caller on the other line that you are familiar with.
Okay.
Hang on there. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Good.
She was a good student. Fran was a good student.
She was.
Yes, she was.
I suspect I wouldn't have expected anything else, you know. Fran looks to me like she is an eager student and one who absorbs you know, what you try and teach her. Mm-hmm. You know? Am I right, Fran?
You've always, Yeah.
Yep. So, she was telling me all about the experience that you guys had at the archery shop, and that you were very patient with her, and that Len was very patient as well. And you showed me a picture of her last three shots. Looked pretty good to me. Looks like there's a deer might be in trouble out there.
That's right. That's right. She was dead on for 20 yards. So
yeah.
I wouldn't want to be a deer walking in front of her next week.
Nope, you're right. You're right. So what part of Indiana are you guys going to?
Southwest.
Southwest, okay.
Yeah, out past Indianapolis.
Right, right. It sounds like it's deer country. I mean, the size of these deer that you're showing me look pretty amazing. I mean, that whole Midwest triangle, Illinois, Iowa, and parts of... you know, even Indiana are pretty, even Ohio are probably pretty good deer country.
So. Yeah, and Dr. John messaged me, and the blind that I'm going to be in, I guess, has saw good action on his camera, too.
Ah, that's good. That's good. Well,
we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, it's,
but, yeah, it's
nothing guaranteed, is it?
No, nothing. It's called hunting, not killing.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right.
But Fran was a very willing student, and sort of made me think back to the days when I started hunting.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
With you know, her level of excitement.
Yep. Indeed. Well, that's good. I mean, you guys are going to have a nice trip out there. You're going to have, you know, I think you're going to have pretty good weather from what I can see. So it sounds good.
It's a little warm, but I think it'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. So very good.
A little warm midday, but it'll be all right.
So you're not in the blind today. What did you do? Sleep in?
I overslept.
Overslept. What do you laugh about, Fran?
Nothing.
You wait till they come in there to wherever you're staying, and they start rattling the dishes and knocking on the door and all that stuff. You'll see how easy it is to get up and go do this.
Oh, I know. I know. I have trouble sleeping during the night.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, no sleeping in the blind either. So.
Right. You know, not to change the subject, but when you guys were talking about the cap gun...
Yeah.
Brought back memories this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted one so bad it hurt. And my mother told me I couldn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was that kind of child that I would negotiate. I didn't worry about you telling me I couldn't have some. And I negotiated some of my toys, and I finally got one. Oh, and I ran down the street and got those caps and loaded that gun. I'm telling you, and the smell of that smoke like Robin.
Yeah, said, you're right.
Oh,
nothing
man.
Like it.
I've liked guns since I was little. My mom and I went to take a trip, and she found it in my purse. I was only 5 or 6 years old. She said to me, "Where did you get this gun?"
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. So, yeah. But it's not always easy to roll out, even if you enjoy what you're doing, you know? So I'll never forget. We first trip, I went to this one place. It had a little lodge on it in Dorchester County. It was a sick of deer camp, and three of us went, and we, you know, we had dinner, a nice dinner, and listened to the stags bugle, you know, in the evening and that type of thing. And it was a gorgeous evening, and the sick of deer were just, it was a peak of the rut or almost a peak of the rut, and the sick of deer were just screaming and, you know, bugling and going on. And we stayed up to about 11 o'clock. And went to bed. huge thunderstorm in the middle of the night. Huge thunderstorm. Which was okay, because it cleared up the next morning. But go to bed at 11 o'clock, and you're supposed to be up at, you know, 4:30 or so. Well, 2:30, the guys that were taking care of the camp, they helped each other cook and harassed each other and, you know, back and forth. They started cooking. And they burnt toast. 2:30 in the morning. Smoke alarm went off in the house. We'd been asleep for maybe 3 hours. And we're jangled out of bed by the smoke alarm at 2:30. I don't know why they were up at 2:30. I guess they wanted to get everything ready for us. But there wasn't any getting back to sleep after that. So.
Yeah. Well, see, I've got the kind of weird schedule in my life. And I like getting up like that.
Sure.
3 o'clock usually I'm up.
Right.
And I like to do things and cook and... you know, I'll cook my meals and what have you, and listen to the news and politics and all that. And then when my family gets up, you know, they'll say, "Look at Cleopatra over there." I'll be laying back, feet up.
Sure.
Well, I've done everything.
Yeah.
I'm finished with things, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you call the radio shows. What's that one called? That weird show she calls
coast
all the
to coast.
Time? Coast to coast.
Well,
yeah.
On 1 to 5.
I know. All right. Hey, folks. Chuck, Fran, gotta let you go.
Oh, God.
Gotta take a break.
All right. Thank you. Hi, Chuck. Good morning.
Good morning. We'll be calling you next Saturday.
I'm sure you will. Thanks, Chuck.
Have a great time.
See you
too.
Fran. Have a great time. Bye bye. There we go. Always fun. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number here. And it's time for me to tell you one more time about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice of hunters and anglers on Maryland's Eastern Shore, located right on Kent Island. It's a huge store. It's a really nice store. They've got everything. I was in there yesterday, and they're getting ready for muzzleloader season. They've got a whole wall full of CVA muzzleloader equipment. They also carry Thompson Center, of course. Their bows are, you know, Matthews is their main brand. They've got all their Hoyt bows on clearance sale right now, their compound bows. They've got crossbows by everybody. You know, I mean, they've got them all. Featuring the new Raven crossbow. You've got to see this thing, the Raven crossbow. Stop in and take a look at that thing. But, you know, and they've got them all, from mid-range all the way up to top of the line, whatever you want. And they can order anything. They carry firearms. They carry Remington and Chapa and Escort and a bunch of other firearms for you. Camo clothing by Bandit and Under Armour. Some of the stuff's on sale, too. You might want to check that out. The complete complement of archery supplies. They'll custom cut your arrows. They'll set your bow up for you, and you're ready to go. Fall fishing, no problem. They've still got the full line of fishing and crabbing supplies, all the bait you need. Just an all-around great shop, Chesapeake Outdoors. Located exit 39B, Dominion Road, right off Route 50. Not far across the Bay Bridge. It's an easy trip. Exit 39B, Dominion Road. Look for that. You'll turn right. At the Exxon, go behind the Exxon, turn right again, and you're right there in the parking lot of Chesapeake Outdoors. Great folks, great staff, very knowledgeable. They'll outfit you correctly for whatever your fishing and hunting adventure might be. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on-bed liners. Linex spray-on-bed liners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on-bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, it's great to talk about Clyde Sport Shop and the great Browning firearms, you know, then the Thompson Center muzzleloaders getting ready for that season, of course. But they do have the Coda bow and the Bear crossbows. That was my phone signaling that I got a text. But, you know, they have the Coda bow and the Bear crossbows, and they have some vertical bows too, Parker and others. And you might want to check out that line of archery supplies. But they also have the Remington Ultra muzzleloader. You need to look at that. And don't forget, they sell used firearms, too, at Clyde Sports Shop. But the thing I really wanted to focus on was their service. You know, they have a full-time gunsmith. Their services include helping you get your handgun paperwork processed. They have a full complement of handguns, too. Everything for, you know, for personal protection, for home protection, for hunting, for shooting, for, you know, that type of thing. Great supply of handguns, and they're good at what they do and how they do it. I often overlook the handguns. But the gunsmithing, the scope mounting, the bore sighting, the repairs, you know, that type of thing, they're good at all that at Clyde Sport Shop. All this is at 23, and ammo, don't forget that, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-3474, 247-FISH.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Blackwater. Big meeting at Blackwater this week. Big meeting. You know, they took almost 300 sika deer off Blackwater last year on their special hunt program. Only 70-some whitetails. Whitetail population is shrinking in that area. A lot of it has to do with DMPs and the way those whitetails are pursued and wiped out on DMPs in that area. It's a sad, sad thing. But we talked about that at the third annual Maryland Hunting Summit, sponsored by the Maryland Hunting Coalition last Sunday. We had 24 people there from all walks and a lot of counties represented Southern Maryland, Eastern Shore, Lower Eastern Shore, Mid Shore, Western Maryland, Baltimore, Western Maryland. I mean, we had a lot of people there from all across the state and representing a whole bunch of different constituents. And we did not, as Robin stated earlier, we did not agree on a few things. There were some things we did have a consensus on, wasn't there? So the summit summary is on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. If you'd like to take a look at it, mdhuntingcoalition.org. There's also two raffles up there. One's a Thanksgiving raffle. It's called the Hunter's Choice Raffle. We've got a beautiful PSE bow. We've got a beautiful crossbow by Parker. And we've got a cool-looking .22. It's a 10/22 from Ruger. It's illustrated by Halo, laser engraved with a big old wild boar carving on it. You got to look at that. Go online and look at that. MD Hunting Coalition. Tickets on that are $10. We're drawing it on Thanksgiving Day, and we could, quite frankly, the Hunting Coalition is running a little short on funds right now. If you'd like to look at the ticket on the Browning We've got a Browning BPS. I've been talking about them here for years. It's beautifully engraved. It's a Ducks Unlimited version. It's got a gold magazine cap. It's got engraved on both sides. You can blow the pictures up on your computer and look at it. It's got Ducks Unlimited on one side and a guy calling ducks and the ducks coming in on the other side. It has a Chesapeake Bay Retriever and a lab and ducks coming in to land. You know, it's a beautifully engraved firearm. And we're only selling 100 tickets on that. So take a look at that as well. That's mdhuntingcoalition.org. And while you're on there looking at the site, join. It doesn't cost anything. We'd love to add you to the mailing list and send you the updated information on what we're doing. You can also look at the under the news section. You can see where we've written letters to Maryland Department of Natural Resources on farmers and hunters feeding the hungry and on these DMPs, these crop damage permits. We ask a series of questions, which I read at the meeting, and you can see that some of the answers are pretty surprising. So it's all on the news page there. And then poke around the site. You know, you can register to vote. You can meet our lobbyist, Bill Miles. He's on there. You can see what we've done in the past on the Poaching Restitution Act. You can see the repeal of strict liability that we're able to get through. You can see our end of session summary on there as well on the website. So check it all out on MD Hunting Coalition. We're working for you guys. We're working for the hunters of Maryland. We engage with wildlife officials. We engage in Annapolis. We don't just sit there. We're not just bystanders. We engage. We introduce legislation. We are the eyes and ears of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus on the hunting front. And we interact with the lawmakers all the time. And in doing so, you know, we incur some expenses. And I'm being as honest as I can with you. We could use some help. We could use some help in funding. So there we are. Our phone number here, 410-922-6680. I was giving you Clyde's number again, 242-6108. 410-922-6680 is our phone number here. If you'd like to talk about anything, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. Robin, any subjects you'd like to talk about today? Maybe not. Okay. Chris, anything you'd like to talk about today?
Gave me 2 seconds.
Yeah, I did.
Anyway, Bucks, Bears, and Stags.
Bucks, Bears, and Stags. That's good.
Go check out our Facebook page.
Yep.
Our website.
Yep.
It was good that people came out. They talked a lot at the hunting and fishing day.
Yep. Can you hear her?
Barely.
I'm sorry.
You got to talk right into your microphone.
No.
There you go.
Is that better?
Much better. Yep. Okay, start again. Bucks, Bears, and Stags. Yep.
We have a Facebook page.
Yep.
A website.
Yep.
Facebook page is getting a lot of activity right now.
Is it right now?
No, not right
at this
second.
Moment.
Makes life so hard on me.
I try to.
We had a lot of good feedback when we were at the Hunting and Fishing Day.
We did. So National Hunting and Fishing. We did.
I wonder if I check it out.
Now, one of our scorers is Bobby Newton. Okay, Bobby's Pope and Young, Boone and Crockett. He had a guy last night. He went to the guy's place. The guy is from Cecil County. Okay, name's James Smith. This guy is so excited about Bucks, Bears, and Stags. He can't wait till we have an event up in Northeast Maryland, and we will. Okay, he wants to bring his deer to show it off to the world.
It's gorgeous.
It's a fantastic-looking deer. It's a 13-point typical buck. The gross score was 180 and 7/8. That is a Boone and Crockett buck. He shot it with a rifle on the first day of the season last year in Cecil County. And it's entered in the all-time record book as the final net score was 170 and 6/8. And right now it's leading the pack for typical deer in Bucks, Bears, and Stags.
Yes.
With that score. And we're going to put him online here shortly. But we've gotten nice deer from all over. Sick of deer from Dorchester.
And we want people's pictures,
young lady,
stories.
Yeah, young lady with a nice buck from Baltimore County. Now, I mentioned Bobby Newton.
Children.
Kids, yep, they're on the Facebook page, and check the website out as well. The guys on the website with the big deer, the ranking deer that are up in the top record books here in Maryland, well, there's no record book, up in the top ranking.
There will be.
There will be. The guys, all the guys on the website, including number one sick of deer and number one and number two non-typical bow kills and some others, those deer are that we have spoken to those hunters, and they have allowed us permission to print their pictures, and they want to be in the record book, because there's no record book, and that's what we're going to provide here next year, is a record book for the, you know, for the Maryland hunters, for bucks, bears, and stags, white-tailed bucks, black bears, and sick of deer
stag. And we have lots of different categories, and we want to recognize kids, get them excited about hunting again.
We have a crossbow category. We didn't have that on the website, but I want to announce all our crossbow hunters. Yep, that's new. Our consensus of our scores said we should have a crossbow category.
Yep.
So we do that.
We have a novice category.
Novice category for first deer. You know, we got a youth category. I mean, you know, there's something for everybody.
Female overall category.
It's not a contest. It's a recognition program. It's not a trophy thing. We just want to celebrate hunting.
Yep, that's all it is.
It's what it's all about.
It's not. I mean, we're going to recognize the biggest bucks, and but we want everybody excited about
sure,
what they're doing.
Sure. Now, the current post that we put on there last night, our guy in charge of our scoring, I previously mentioned Bobby Newton, okay? He's going to be at Cabela's today
and tomorrow,
scoring for Pope and Young. It's a Pope and Young event at Cabela's. It's not a Bucks, Bears, and Stags event. But Bobby's running Bucks, Bears, and Stags scoring program. So if you have a chance, you want to stop by Cabela's at Christiana Mall or near Christiana Mall, you know, you can have your deer scored for Pope and Young if you're taking it with a bow and arrow. Or if you're there and just shopping, stop by and see Bobby and get some information on Bucks, Bears, and Stags. We've got the printed brochures. We've got the business cards. We've got the signage. We're just getting it out slowly as we get it out. Right now, Facebook and social media is what's driving us. But the website's up and running, bucks-bears-stags.com, and we're good to go.
It's going well.
I think it's going great. So anyway, you got any Bucks, Bears, or Stags there, Chris?
Not yet. The only thing I was going to add to the conversation is, you know, we're getting close to the rut, and I am finding a lot of deer as you're coming off of an exit ramp because you've got that area that's wooded.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm finding a lot of that happening now, and, of course, you don't see them until you're right on top of them.
Right.
And it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it is. Exit ramps, and entrance ramps to the highway are, well, I remember a couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago, they killed a giant 10-point buck from Arundel Mills Boulevard onto 100.
Yeah, because it's like a little oasis.
Yeah, I mean, they're right there. They
you
got
know, through. I never thought of that, Chris. That's really good to say.
Yeah,
here,
so be
I
careful.
Never thought of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because last year, after I had gone through my little deer accident, after it came up and kissed my car, I had the car back for another week, and I'm getting off not too far from here off of 695, and as I'm coming around the exit ramp right in the middle of the road, and thank goodness, you know, it's a sharp exit ramp,
right?
So I was going slow anyhow,
right?
But I mean, if it were under a different circumstance, I would have kissed another deer.
And that might not have ended as well. So you're going to start seeing some increased deer activity. The bachelor buck groups are breaking up. The bucks are going into hard horn. The testosterone levels are rising. That's what kicks it off in this time of year when the bucks velvet. They start to strip the velvet off. They start to rub their antlers. They do that for a couple of reasons. It's not because the velvet is itchy or anything like that, but it's time for it to go. And the rubbing right now is getting rid of the velvet, but it's also establishing a rub line, which is a territorial thing. And, you know, you'll see that. If you walk through the woods and you spend enough time in the woods, you'll see that one rub can be seen from the other one along a trail. And that's the line of sight. That's the territory markers, okay? So that's what's going on. There's not just any type of sparring or tickling or any, you know, antler tickling or anything like that. But, I mean, they're facing off a little bit, but they're not engaged in the hard fighting.
What's the antler tickling? I don't know.
Oh, antler ticking? That's when they come up to each other and just kind of bink, antler, you know, tap, little, you know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Gotcha. little with each other. It's like,
right.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I got it.
You know, like they, in a human, if you walked up to somebody and flicked them. You know, I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's like a little flick, a little arm punch, you know, a little boom. Hey.
Hey, bud, I'm there.
Hey, what do you got? Yeah. You know, and they haven't really gotten into the. Anything. All right, let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Mike, you want to talk about chicken strips?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Is this for bait or what, Mike?
No. What I think you need to do is introduce your fiancé to those delicious chicken strips and dipping sauce at Nino Taco.
Oh, my gosh.
I think you did. Did you take me there once?
I took Robin to Nino Taco. I don't think we had the chicken strips. We had I had a chimichanga. I don't know what you had. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, if you remember correctly, you introduced those to me.
I did. Yes, I did.
You did, and I absolutely love them. And,
yep.
I thought that would be a nice thing for you to introduce to Robin.
I think it's a very good idea.
I think you're absolutely right, Mike. The chicken strip sounds like a great time. Maybe later.
Actually, think about it. Yesterday, we went to a great restaurant in Sudler's Secretary.
And yeah, we did.
I thought your face was fell when she said they haven't delivered my chicken strips yet today.
I know. I love chicken strips.
But this place, it was really a nice little restaurant.
Yeah.
If you ever go in through Secretary.
You know,
okay. Well, I just wanted to mention that to you, Alan.
Well, Mike, I appreciate that. And I will. Robin and I will have that conversation a little later today.
Okay. Very good.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. See you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yep. We're getting ready to put the house on the market up here in Baltimore County, the old house from 29 years of living there.
It's been rough on you, I know.
Yeah, a lot of memories, a lot of memories. And the way it was done, I didn't get to look at everything, go through everything. And
there was a
everything.
Reason for that.
I know. I'm kind of a, yeah.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of dragging a little.
It was. I agree. But it's done. The house is going to be finally totally cleaned out starting on tomorrow, right?
Right. And even though it was not always done your way, these guys have been awesome.
There's no question about it.
They're packing. They have just come through that house. And
yep.
We have two pods that are on their way to Easton probably next week.
Yep. So.
Two big pods.
Well, one's a 16 and one's an 8. But they're loaded to the gills, and yeah, they'll be dropped off in Easton, and then you and I get to go through it all again, don't we?
Yeah, one box at a time, though, and it'll be easier just having it at home.
Yes, I know.
Trying to go through it at your house was not working.
No, you're right.
It's too much travel. We were on how many times we were on the road a week?
A lot. So we're here today. We're emptying out the final few things. I mean, just final. Most of the stuff's just gone. But I mean, the little bit of remaining stuff is in the living room and dining room, and maybe a box full in the kitchen. So, but everything else is gone, and it's.
It hasn't been a bad process except when you can't find something.
Exactly.
That's not good.
No. I had a box sitting out the other day. And it was a box sitting on top of a box. And it was sitting on top of the box for a reason. And the box on top of the box disappeared into the pod. And I said, where's the blue box that was here? Oh, that's in the pod. Where at? Oh, we loaded that. It's gone, I'm like,
yeah, it's not. That's the only bad part. The rest of it, these guys, they come. They work their tails off.
Yep. And a reasonable price, so
very reasonable.
It's all good. So we got that to do. We got the little minor touch up stuff we have to do,
and it'll be on the market next week.
Next week. So 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680 Clyde Sports Shop. Did I talk much about fishing at Clyde yet? Fall fishing's great, beautiful time of year. Clyde Sports Shop has rod and reel repair. They've got spinning rods and casting rods and reels and trolling rods and reels and, anything you need for fishing in Maryland, they've got it. They've got all the tackle, all the terminal tackle, the hooks, the bottom rigs, the weights, the swivels is what I'm trying to say. Everything you could, everything you want, everything you need for fishing. It's all right there at Clyde Sport Shop. Freshwater, saltwater, you name it, they've got it. And if they don't have it, they can get it, that's for sure. So fishing and crabbing, great time of year. Clyde's has everything. All the bait, service, and everything else. And don't forget, they do have bows and muzzleloaders and firearms for, big game, for waterfowl and everything else. So don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop. Make sure you any ammunition, too, and gunsmithing, and I just can't stop. But I will. You can go check it out at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. 410 242-6108. And if you want to know where the fish are biting, what they're biting on, that 24-hour fishing hotline, you know, nobody answers it. It's just a pre-recorded line. It's 247-3474. 247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
As high pressure builds in across the region, a couple of nice days for us here this weekend. Mix of clouds and sunshine today, a little cooler. North to northwest winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Temperatures this afternoon into the upper part of the 60s. Mainly clear skies here tonight, a little chilly. Temperatures drop down into the upper 40s. Nice day Sunday, mostly sunny. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon up around 70 degrees. Milder for the business week. Mix of clouds and sun Monday and Tuesday, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors now. Like I told you, I was there yesterday, and I had a chance to look around a little bit. They got a full complement of banded and Under Armour clothing, camo stuff, boots for everything. You know, boots, waders, hip boots, if you need them, they've got them. Bow stuff is just crazy bow stuff. I mean, they've got all the crossbows. They've got the Excalibur and the 10-point and the Carbon Express and the Mission. They've got the new Raven crossbow. That's the greatest and latest hot lick from the hunting community right now is the Raven crossbow. And they carry Matthews as well for their vertical bows. They still have a few leftover Hoyt bows on sale at blowout price. And if you need your bow tuned, if you need equipment, if you need accessories, if you need arrows cut, they've got all that capability as well for you bow hunters. And, of course, all the cover scents and all the corn and all the whatever. But they also have the apple cracker stuff, which is good stuff, made right here in Maryland. And the guys are loving it. They're selling out. Every time they get a pallet, they're selling out. So that's good. Don't forget, they have a full line of fishing equipment as well. A lot of trolling stuff, a lot of bucktails and that type of thing for saltwater. And we hear that there's some trout have moved in, so I'd like to take advantage of that sometime this fall as well. I love trout fishing, better than striper fishing, actually. So, you know, they've got it. They've got it. Archery, firearms, muzzleloaders, a whole wall of muzzleloader accessories, all the stuff you need for deer hunting, all the scent-free stuff, the everything. What? What are you going to say? You say something?
There, if people bring their fish in for like DNR,
yeah, you can weigh your stuff there.
The reason I was asking,
yeah,
the largest snakehead in Maryland they found so far, they think was eaten because they couldn't find an official
probably
scale. That's the reason I asked since you were
. Well, Blackwater, by the way, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge is covered up with snakeheads. You know they are. So we learned that. Anyway. Chesapeake Outdoors. Their friendly staff is more than glad to help you. Located on Kent Island, exit 39B Dominion Road, 39B Dominion Road off Route 50, 39B Dominion Road off Route 50. Phone number 410-604-2500, 604-2500. Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now we got along. My life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone?
I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone.
She looked nice on Friday and Saturday night when we went to the dance and she was dancing the jigs. But on Sunday when you were slopping the hogs, dear, it's hard to tell you from the pig.
You are.
I'm a sick son of a gun, ain't I?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What did our caller have to say, Chris? Waiting for the garden club. Kind of. Yeah. Was that a critical person? About me? Good. Do we have a complaint? Was it my singing? What? Lack of archery ranges on the Eastern Shore. Well, that's true, but there's some inside ones, too. All right, maybe we'll get into that. Never
I know. Think we should check it out.
I think we should check it out. Road trip.
Next week, and it'll...
Maybe. No, don't no. say, don't ever promise,
promise
next
week.
No, no, nothing.
Never.
Where'd the music go? I don't hear it.
Stay connected with stimulating...
That was it? What happened? There we go. Woo-hoo! It was that guy behind you's fault. There's finally the music right there. I hope you enjoyed today's show. We sure did.
It was a laugh a minute.
Yeah, it was. I thought so. Anyway, get out.